Warming temps and heavy rains can spell trouble for your home. Don't wait for a problem. Get a free foundation inspection from PermaSeal. Stay dry, stay protected. For peace of mind, call 800-421-SEAL or visit permaseal.net.
We learn a lot about each other during the intermissions.
Yes, we do.
Like David Haas has never heard of Star Wars.
I've heard of it. He's just.
You've never seen one Star Wars movie?
Probably not in its entirety.
That's wild to me.
I know.
It's such an iconic.
I know. If my older brother is listening, he'd be so disappointed.
But
he knows
how much older?
He knows 10 years older.
He should beat you up when you get home.
He did. He did a lot when I was young.
He should.
No.
I mean, just a heart pump. Just one big heart chest punch. How could you not watch?
I just like nonfiction thing.
Stop your nonfiction.
Nonfiction? Yeah, I listen to talk radio.
Well, that's okay.
You still have the yellow pages, I think.
Are you like 100? Are you turning? Where's your AARP card? Come on.
Yeah,
worried about that. Like,
I mean, but I did watch Entourage.
Okay,
but I think I was in my 20s when.
Okay,
you know,
Luke, I am your father.
No, I know that, of course.
Yeah.
Leia is his sister. Is the other daughter? They were brothers and sisters.
That is news to me.
They didn't know that.
I didn't know that either.
Come on.
Also incest. That's two now today.
No.
It's
not like Luke
we're not theming it.
Leia. Yeah. I mean,
they didn't. Right. They just kissed.
They thought about it.
They're like, sure.
But Han Solo.
Han Solo.
And then they made a baby.
Chewbacca.
Together.
Mainie's graduate.
Mm-hmm.
You know. Harrison Ford. I went to Main East also.
Oh, yeah.
He's a little more famous.
A
lot more.
Go ahead.
Yes, Mike.
I don't know. I thought we were supposed to be helping David.
We are.
This is actually costing him business by him not knowing what Star Wars is.
Yeah. David,
I surround myself with people that know all about it.
Okay. Well, we won't tell Bob.
You can kick the trivia questions that way.
Perfect. Here you go.
I am the father.
I know it. I know that. James Earl Jones.
Yes.
Who is James Earl Jones?
Good job. Nice. 2 points.
Okay, so Bob, loyal listener, hopefully he's not listening now, in Bensonville, because he's a huge Star Wars fan. He's going to be very upset.
Yeah.
Called you guys about a rusty tub bottom. We all know the cast iron tubs after a while with the hard water. You know, Mike could talk about this as well. It wears out it just leaves a rust mark, and it's not real comfortable to put your bum on.
Yep, true.
I used to take baths in my grandma and my Papa Joe and Grandma Gus's home. They had an old cast iron tub that had it was worn out and had all rust on the bottom in the 70s in Brooklyn, New York. But
that's just how you exfoliate.
That's how. Maybe that explains a lot.
Yeah, exactly. I like it.
Yeah. Bathing in rust filled water.
Yeah.
There we found the cause of why I am the way I am.
Yeah.
So you were able to. How'd you solve Bob in Bensonville's problem?
Well, a couple of things. So with iron, but also a lot of steel tubs, and steel tubs are probably the biggest culprit because they're a little less durable, and once the rust really starts, it's hard to stop it, and that's kind of the key. So you can refinish bathtubs, and we talk to our customer. Depending how much rust is there, it can return. I mean, there's a lot of things people will tell you, oh, we're going to do this, we're going to do that, but the rust can come back. If you can't eliminate air and water from that situation, this is the hard science I was telling you about.
Okay.
Dive deep, baby.
Yeah.
Then it could return. And so no matter how hard you try, and we can do touch-ups, and we talk to folks, and there's just different ways to deal with it. So one way here for Bob in Bensonville is this great new bathroom safety product we have. It's called AquaGrip. I talked about it in April, maybe, because we started doing it this year.
Okay.
AquaGrip, but it's taken right out of the boating industry, right out of that luxury yacht boating, that foam, you know, you've seen it if you've been on a boat like that, or some of that floor product.
Is that fiberglass?
It is a closed cell foam.
Okay.
And just real durable, water resistant, mold mildew resistant, but it has got to be the best slip resistant thing that we have come across.
Okay.
What do you spray it on?
It's like a 3M adhesive, semi-permanent mat that goes down on top of the surface after we refinish it.
That's it.
Right?
Wow.
So then we're basically encapsulating all of that. The water and the air will not get to it any longer, but also you have this great safety product. The first thing I did when I saw it was put it in my kid's bathroom.
Yeah, brilliant.
And no rust there, but it just, you know, safety. Since we're talking about it, but a safety thing, yeah.
Yeah. That's really, really cool.
Is it an added expense?
It is an additional. Yeah, it adds a couple $100 to the entire job. But when you see it, when you feel the product, you think about the exfoliating experience you had in Papa Joe's.
You know, when I was five.
This is the opposite of that, and it's very comfortable.
I think that's the root cause of a lot of my challenges.
I would get one of
Now I'm having flashbacks to the bathtub.
Yeah.
Nightmares or something?
It's a chemical reaction. The rust is, it's the metal, it's the water, it's oxygen, it's doing its thing. It's, you know, it can happen by the drain and just sort of spreads out.
So can you recoat the bathtub?
So we'll do that first, of course.
Okay,
yeah,
resurface
so we're gonna clean
the bathtub.
We're going to treat the rust. We're going to do our different processes to take care of that. Then after the refinishing process, then this bath mat could be an option.
So you treat the rust, you neutralize?
To the best of our ability, absolutely.
Really?
Yep, yep.
And then
yep.
What's the warranty on that bath mat?
Well, limited lifetime warranty in Illinois here. So that being said, damage it in some capacity. Yeah. I mean, it can still be replaced, but if for some reason it doesn't stay attached or anything like that, we're just going to come back and give you a new one.
So if you resurfaced the floor of a bathroom, because I know you do a lot of industrial applications
where
you go into locker rooms and
spas.
Do spas.
Steam room. Yep, a lot of different areas.
So after you put your resurfacing product down, and completely resurface everything, change colors, change an entire look. You could come in. Now, is it transparent or are there different colors?
Different colors. White, gray. We can do a handful of different things.
Dave wants pink.
You got some standards out there that people enjoy.
I'd like panther black. Yeah, go with the red light, as you know.
Exactly. Yeah. I remember about your panther room.
Yeah, I remember this.
What we try to do is find some contrast for folks so that they know that the mat's there. Maybe we'll do a light gray in a white tub or an off-white in a biscuit.
And
how
thick is this? Is it pretty thin?
It's pretty thin. I mean, if you again kind of reflect on if you've been on one of those nice boat.
You know, I'm not a yachter. I don't do much yachting. I know that you.
I should have brought samples in.
It would have been cool. Yeah,
you know,
that's perfect. So we could talk about
it. I'm going to be on a lot between now and I'm a holiday guy for Labor Day to New Year's Eve.
Maybe we could do a live remote from your yacht. I'm sure there's room in the 100.
Yes, and I will work on getting that yacht right before we do that.
Yeah, good. Park the Belmont Harbor.
Yeah, perfect. Yeah, it's right here. It's not come like on, Dave. Get to work.
I mean, maybe we could use the WGN yacht.
I'm sure there's at least a WGN yacht.
It's a paddle boat.
Or plane. Don't they have a WGN plane yet?
Nexstar took over. They sold all the goodies. They're at the top. Yeah.
Boo.
Yeah. Yeah.
We're going to have to rent. We're going to have to rent one.
Before Nexstar took over. We had a 150-footer parked over at Winthrop Harbor.
Burnham.
It was awesome. Winthrop. Yeah. And then Nexstar comes in.
Down.
Bam! For sale, is gone.
Smart, because they want to make money.
Left us with the two-seater paddle boat. No, can't get a lot of equipment on that. All right, we're going to come back and talk more about this. If our listeners want to reach you during the break, how do they reach out?
Sure. So miraclemethod.com/WGN or 630-832-2250.
All right, we're going to come back with more. David Haas, you've got some questions about your retrofit for the listener
that's awesome. Is
completely redoing their downstairs so their family can move upstairs.
Main floor. We don't want to say people are redoing downstairs.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. Main floor.
Yeah, just
the unused portion of their downstairs first
basement.
Floor that they're not using and how that application can be incorporated into that project. 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPros call, text, and photo line. 312-981-7200. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on 720 WGN.
Dave, let me ask you a question. Somebody advised you to bring an actual sample, carry it all the way down here to a radio show. Do you understand what I'm saying here?
That's amazing.
So somebody advised you to carry, schlep this thing down
here. I made it.
To a radio show. Is that correct?
Yes.
You want to know why? I'm the guy that made the recommendation, all right? I know you're taking a shot, which I can take, because I've been known to give out a shot here or there.
A marketing genius. Why don't you bring the tub down to the radio show?
You never asked me to bring it. Anything to the show.
Because I don't want to see what you got going on. I don't need to see pumps. I don't need to see bugs. I don't need to see any type of like roofing material.
But he could have sent you a picture via the internet.
No, because I'm going to hold it. You and I are going to hold it. You can't get that.
I'm not touching it.
We're going to hold it. You're going to limbo under it.
No. You and I are going to hold it down. Roy's going to step over it so we could show what it is for somebody to transition into a bathtub and how easy it is. That's all we're saying.
For an older person.
No, I'm not saying he's an older person. I'm just saying. saying that
you didn't have to speak up. I'm sorry, I'm missing.
No, it's okay. Now
here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
That's one of the all-time classic.
Yeah, that's
Joe
good.
It's beautiful.
He rode me that entire show.
I bet. Yeah,
the entire show.
It was
Dave. Dumb. It's the dumbest idea I've ever seen.
It makes me laugh.
The dumbest idea I've ever heard. I don't understand. You realize it's a radio off air.
Yeah.
He's going at me.
I mean, now we have cameras, but you didn't even have cameras then.
We did some cameras. We did some shots of him getting in and out of the tub.
Your father's taking a shot. Dave, I don't understand. It's the dumbest thing. You made this
good. And then I'm carrying it down the street with your dad walking back to the car after the show.
You're not a total
knucklehead. Hochberg made you do this. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. During the break, you looked up this product.
This is an awesome product. Like, I'm... For all our customers, because they do make like a grit that people were applying to.
Right. And we do that. Of course, we do that.
But that wears, and it's also not that you could be kind of exfoliating to that.
We'll tell
point.
Folks regularly, if you're bathing still, we don't necessarily recommend that.
Yeah, it's not comfortable, this kills two birds with one stone, right? Mm-hmm. In all fairness.
Yep.
It's soft, it's comfortable, and
Very slip resistant.
So if you have kids... Right, your kids are taking baths, right? You always have to, when you're buying a home, new families are buying a home, you always look for where we're going to bathe the kids, right? Because if you got more than one, they're going in a tub, right?
Yep,
okay,
sure.
So...
Kitchen sink can only fit for so long.
Right.
Yep.
I still try to get in there.
Do you?
But,
Big sink.
Yeah.
Just nostalgia. I just want to see... Yeah, when nobody's around, I drop the shades, strip naked while I'm walking around naked.
Try to get into the kitchen sink.
It's not like I got to take my clothes off.
Elise would have a heart attack.
She doesn't listen to the show. She doesn't even know. Like every Saturday, she's like, where do you go? I'll be like, I'll be back in around 2 or 3.
Sure.
So for little kids, it's okay to put in there,
I mean,
or no?
It's great. My kids are 8 and 10, and my daughter, actually, I'm amazed how responsible she sounds sometimes. But I'm so happy you put this in because I feel like I'm not going to slip. I love
that's
it, right?
It's
worth it, just that. Yeah.
Wow,
yeah.
That's...
Yeah, she also holds the handrail going down the stairs.
Beautiful.
Not like my son, who's cartwheeling.
Down. Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
his that's daughter cool. takes after his wife.
Clearly,
and his son takes after him. Dad, we're going down head first. No helmet.
Yeah. No problem.
Yep. You don't need a sled in the house.
So is the investment based upon the area that it's covering?
Yeah, exactly. So we have some standards, of course, in the bathtub, right? But we have been able to make custom sizes, square shower pans, all sorts of different patterns, egg shape, jacuzzi, jetted tubs, those kind of
things.
Yeah, it's been a neat project this year, but I just think the world of the company and this addition to the industry.
So is there an additional time factor involved? So if you resurface something, or bathroom, bathroom floor, bathroom tub, bathroom walls, okay, whatever it is, Do you, obviously there's a curing time for that,
right? Yeah, for our product, yeah. And then as we are cleaning, and that's very much part of the process, a deep cleaning on the front end, and then we refinish, and then we're wiping the tubs down, and then it's very clean, so it's a perfect time to place that mat down. It doesn't add a lot of time to it at all. It doesn't change your return to service.
So you don't have to come back the next day?
Nope. We do that on the last day that we were there.
I didn't know that.
That's phenomenal.
It works really well.
So for this mobility challenge couple who you're converting the unused space on the first
totally
floor.
That's awesome. I love that product.
And then upstairs when her daughter and son-in-law move
kids.
In with the kids.
Yeah. Yeah, I want to put it in my bathtub, but at the same time, that's awesome. I did not know that. It's great.
I'm glad to bring it. Glad to bring it down to the that's show.
Cool. I guess I'm glad you didn't bring a sample because now we had that rejoin that was all about just talking
I have samples
about,
that are apparently 4-inch squares.
We're just making you schlep samples week.
Okay, now as father, you schlep. So now he's
great.
Got a new schlep.
That's great.
Okay, I understand you're trying to be Yiddish, but I understand.
Yiddish.
So how big are these? Is it a 4x4 mat? Is it? I mean, how big is the square? Or is it rolled out and you could cut it?
No, it's gonna. So as it's a closed cell foam, so it'll come in the one piece that we'll measure, or multiple pieces if it's a pattern or something. But a typical bathtub is 18 inches wide, 20. I mean, the mat that we're putting down, 18 inches wide, 24 inches long, and so taking up the majority of that surface area that you'd stand on.
How much does it weigh?
4 ounces. I'm not sure.
Next time. Now I'm looking at you right now, at a, and I don't want a whole response.
28 grams.
I'm going to tell.
I'm not sure.
He's bringing one down. Don't stop yourself. Right. I'm telling you right now. Okay. He's bringing it down. I don't want to hear anything from you or your father.
Hey, how much does it weigh? I don't want.
He's. Yeah. Stop yourself because your father. You're channeling your father now.
This is a dumb idea, Huckberg. Face hurts from laughing so much.
This is a great idea.
Right? We need to go to Mike.
Thinking. I would love listeners to text if they think it's a great idea or not.
Of course they do.
Yeah.
I don't need the listeners to text. I'm channeling the listeners. Your dad is channeling through you. It's a dumb idea, Dave.
Yeah.
It's the dumbest thing I've ever seen. It's radio. Why are you having him bring down something visual? Doesn't make any sense.
We got these great cameras, a fine addition to the show.
So it's less than 1 pound.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Okay. So stop yourself. I don't want to hear anything totally from Mike 2 right now.
Sure. I love sending some pictures, and we can, put them into the
Pictures actually does make sense. I love pictures.
Water resistance.
Send me some.
Yeah.
Okay. As a plumber, I mean, this sounds like something we could definitely our customers to.
Absolutely.
A lot of people would love that.
Yep.
But my question to you from a plumber is a shower pan.
Yep.
So you literally are, depending on where the drain is.
Yeah.
Centered, left, right.
Yep. Exactly. So we'll make, in a typical square shower pan, let's say, we'll make a four-part.
Might
be. Okay. Four-part pattern.
So you just have
think four triangles.
Okay.
So the water can still channel to the drain appropriately, and I'll find a picture of that too.
Excellent. Yeah. Thank you.
See, I think it would be great.
Oh my God, I know you do.
I'm just telling you right now. Okay. I'm a marketing genius.
I know you are.
Northern Illinois University,
yes,
class of 88.
Yep.
I got a 3.01 average. Okay,
perfect.
So it got out.
So that's totally.
I know
you're
what
legit.
I'm talking
okay.
about.
Okay.
Slightly above average.
So if I stood here without shoes on, with that on the floor,
you couldn't even go anywhere.
You'd have cozy toes.
I'm not done yet.
Okay.
I'm not done yet.
Okay.
And Mike from Center Guard, who's our plumber, starts putting water on me because he's the only guy. He's a plumber. He's licensed.
He's licensed to put water.
He's the only guy. Okay, licensed.
Yeah, okay.
Starts throwing water on me. I could demonstrate that I've got a good base because I'm not slipping.
You won't slip.
I mean,
there you go.
I would pay to see that for sure.
I know you.
Okay, yeah.
That's
that
why he's
got to
bring
see.
It down.
Yeah, because apparently the only person that could put water on you.
So you and your father.
And I'm willing to do it.
And he's willing to do it.
I'm
so you and channeling little Joe from upstairs. I don't need to hear it from you guys.
Sounds like what I'm bringing next time is a baby pool, a slip resistant mat, a couple buckets.
Yeah. Baby pool.
I love this one. I can't wait.
And then Mike,
warm water or cold water?
Doesn't matter. I can handle it. I'm a man. I can handle anything.
Yeah.
You come at me.
I can handle
anything. The text.
I don't need it like 180 degrees where my skin starts boiling off. Something comfortable.
But like, how about like 20 degrees?
I'll tell you what. The same temperature.
Ice cube.
No, hold on. I got something. Yeah. The same temperature water that they put your feet in for your pedicures. Okay?
Ooh, that's nice.
Can you
98?
I'll have you temperature check it.
I will.
Phone
I'll
number.
Check it.
630-832-2250. 2250.
Is that a great idea?
I like it. I'm in. So. I'm coming back in 2 or 3 weeks.
Yeah, okay. I can't wait.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Joe Hogle is up there laughing right now.
I'm sure he is.
Spinning around going, it's the dumbest idea, but it's good radio.
I'm going to have somebody.
312-98, phone number.
630-832-2250.
And Bridget, we got somebody here, just went to the Notre Dame game, $85 a mile away. So your parents are leaving money on the
table.
Yeah,
they need to up
Ring
that.
It up.
She's not listening.
She's not even listening to the own show.
She's got the Michigan game on. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago at 720 WGN. The news is next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom. And when we come back, we got Mike Epping from Center Guard Plumbing.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. Getting a ton of text messages. Got a page and a half.
I love it.
Can you please tell us?
Bathroom safety.
Yes. So, one more time, who are you and where do our listeners go to get more information and the consultations, how much do they cost?
We have no charge for any in-home estimates, any phone calls, anything like that. You can call 630-832-2250 or visit miraclemethod.com/WGN.
Okay, now we're going to have people saying, you said it too fast.
Oh.
So say it slow. One Mississippi, two Mississippi, go.
630-832-2250.
All right, we have Doreen in Wheaton who's got a question for you. Hey, Doreen, you got a question for David Haas?
I do. Hello.
Good morning.
Interesting conversation. Hello. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
We got you, Doreen.
Oh, sorry. Hi. I have a walk-in shower that replaced the tub before, and the tiles are little tiles on the floor, kind of pretty. And I'm wondering if that mat would a partial, cover partial of it or the whole thing on a beautiful tiled floor and prevent from slippery.
All right, so they have pretty tile flowered floor.
Yeah.
Say that 10
times.
Well,
it's not flowered, but it's pretty.
It's pretty.
Yeah.
You know, the downside is covering up the pretty tile, but it's absolutely doable, and we would come visit you and do a little measurement, figure out the best pattern or the best place to put these things, making sure water can still get down the drain, and then you have a very safe bathroom, Mr. Reen.
What about if it's clear?
Can you have a clear mat?
I do not have a clear mat at present day. I do not have a clear mat at the present.
Well, maybe what you do here, Doreen, is you install some bars, right?
Dave calls
the manufacturer, puts in a request for clear, and then you got to hold on. You got to have somebody in there washing you because you'll be holding on with two hands so you don't slip. Not that I'm reckon- Dave, you don't offer that service, do you?
Not currently.
Mega?
Oh, yeah, we'll do anything for our customers. I'm sorry, literally anything for our customers. Yeah,
no, seriously, I am using one of those little plastic ones you put down and pull up every time you get out of the shower, but there's no hold bar in there.
Okay, so we need to make it safer.
To make it safer. And
you've got the right people here.
Maybe put some stuff down on the floor leading into the bathtub so Doreen doesn't have a header on
the way
out.
We're doing some tests on floors and that sort of thing. And so, you know, pending more information on that. But it's great inside that shower and bathtub.
So a question, right? So let's say 3 years from now, you want to pull this mat, change it out, right? For whatever reason. Does it damage that tile at all? Like the adhesives or any of that stuff? Or is it...
So the beauty of what we do is if it should, we can fix it and we can take care of it. And this is the goal of Miracle Method to begin with. So typically if we're in there and with Doreen here, for example, if we did something to enhance that pretty tile or if we were changing the bathroom or bathtub and this mat goes over our product anyhow, so we're going to repair that.
Right. Got it.
There you go.
Okay.